And you're listening to Flashpoints on KPFA, KPFB, KFCF in Fresno. This is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. We're now joined by our colleague at WBAI and Pacifica Radio, Amy Goodman. She's the host of Democracy Now! And I think she is sort of still the host of WBAI's morning show wake-up call. Welcome, Amy.
It's good to be with you, Dennis.
Good to have you. I know you're on a cell phone there, and you're rushing from one place to another. First of all, tell us what happened. Did you go to work on the morning show? Did you do the morning show this morning?
Yes, I did.
How did that go? What did you talk about?
Well, there was someone else there in the place of the host of the program, Bernard White. You know, Bernard is a longtime producer at BAI for 20 years, also program director. And over the weekend, on Saturday morning at 7:15, a messenger came to his door, delivered a very brief letter that said he was terminated his employment at WBAI, that he was not to come on the premises of WBAI. It would be considered trespassing. There was no explanation given after all of his years of work. And finally, it said his possessions would be sent to him in the mail. He didn't even get the courtesy of corporate America, which usually says clear at your desk.
So, and did you talk about this? Did Jim Freund, I guess?
Not extensively for an hour. Also fired about an hour after he received this letter at 7:15 in the morning on Saturday was Sharon Harper, who is the producer of Wake Up Call, the program that we all do together. The two of them forbidden to come to the station. That followed, well, a couple hours before, Bessie Walsh, the executive director of Pacifica, had come to WBAI late at night on Friday, and she, along with the newly installed general manager, Utrice Lead, a programmer at BAI, and locksmith, drilled all the locks in the station and changed them. We were then all, well, selectively locked out over the weekend. Most producers not allowed to come in. I was told repeatedly I couldn't come in, and when we attempted to get in on Saturday, as a group of producers with UE, United Electrical, and AFTRA, they said that we would be found guilty of trespassing, and the police were called.
All right. There was a staff meeting today. It was the first one since this sort of Christmas coup in New York at WBAI. You were at that staff meeting. What was the atmospheric pressure like? What was it like?
Well, in the end, a decision was made, an overwhelming vote for calling for their fires to be rescinded. Also, though, we were alarmed as we were going into the meeting to learn that a number of people had been banned from the station. Janice K. Bryant, who works on Wake Up Call, as well as several others. So that was, to say the least, very alarming.
But there was a proposal put forth, I understand, by Alambe Brath to rescind the firings, to bring the people back, and to take another look at all of this.
Yes, that's right, and also to end the bans. To say the least, it has a serious chilling effect. We have no idea why people get banned, why people get fired. There's never an explanation. And, of course, it goes back to KPFA and what happened there, and I think ultimately it has to do with the direction of the board and where it wants Pacific to go as we move into the next millennium. And we just have to, I think, be there as the guide, because as we always say, we are Pacifica. These protests this weekend followed weeks of protests outside Epstein, Becker, and Green, which is a law firm of one of the board members, one of the newer ones, John Murdoch. And Epstein, Becker, and Green is one of the largest management side hardball labor firms. He's based in Washington. He's rewriting the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and it specializes in, it boasts on its website, union-free workplaces and fighting union organizing drives. Also represents HMOs. And, you know, he's just one of the people who has come on board the board since the bylaws were changed so that the board is no longer accountable to the communities in which the Pacifica stations reside. Now the board is self-selecting, so you've got You know, you've got him, you've got Bertram Lee also in Washington, who buys and sells radio stations. You've got one of the lobbyists for the Home Builders Association of America. You've got Michael Palmer, who's now the treasurer in Houston, who involved with real estate and who sent that email that sparked so much furor in the Berkeley area, talking about the possible sale of KPFA and WBAI.
Yeah, in fact, I think he said in the email that he might have a better shot at BAI because there's less community organization. Are you feeling a growing support from the community?
There's a great deal of concern. I think today more calls came in canceling subscriptions than ever before. Fred, the receptionist, was swamped. Tomorrow night there is a meeting, the last meeting we had, like the one we're having tomorrow night, hundreds of people came out for. So there's a great deal of concern because Pacifica's ours, and you guys started it in 1949. We continued it from 1960 on. And as we move into this completely corporate media age, people are desperate for alternative forms of information, and so we have to set Pacifica on the right path. It really is up to all of us, the listeners and the producers. It's a huge responsibility. You guys really took it on last year, and we have to continue it and work with other stations and listeners of other stations and producers as well to ensure that we remain community-based, that we, well, it's something that you all have been talking about for a long time, that the board is not taken over by the very interests that we often critique and, of course, that run other large corporate media conglomerates. They have to be run by, from the top to the bottom, grassroots community activists, people deeply ensconced and rooted in the communities of this country.
Amy, finally, I'm trying to understand. We also learned that there were actually there was a court order or restraining orders.
Well, I mean, that's true. This morning when I came in, I talked to the security downstairs, our regular building security, who were very distressed because they know us well. And they said that there was a court order that said that Bernard White, Sharon Harper, and Valerie Van Isler, who is the general manager who was ousted a month ago as we fight for her not to be fired, that there was a court order and that they would be immediately arrested if they came on the premises, even of the building, let alone the 10th floor where WBAI is.
Well, doesn't there have to be an offering, information given to the court to get a restraining order? I guess you have to demonstrate some kind of danger. Do you have any idea what the dangers were being posed by Bernard and the others?
Betsy Walsh was in our station today, and I asked her, and she said, there is no such court order. She's not willing to be interviewed by me, but she did go on with Utrecht Lead, who she's just installed as general manager. But she said there was, that they had not, they didn't know of.